This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from BelowTopSecret.com in a BTS Talk podcast. Now, it's been several weeks since I've made a podcast, so I hope you will all bear with me here. I started a few minutes ago. I was sitting here just talking away, and I looked up, and I was wondering why that little line was flat. Then it dawned on me that at some point I had unplugged my microphone and forgot to plug it back in. So I'm still trying to get the hang of this. It's been a little bit, you know. I've been listening to some podcasts tonight. I just want to welcome all the new podcasters and all the old podcasters and, you know, tell everybody you need to jump in there anywhere. It's, you know, the water's great. Let's see. What are we going to talk about tonight? Let's see. Here's something I found that was interesting, you know, about the last 100 years, how things have changed. This is a little article that came out in my company newspaper today, and apparently I don't know where they got it from. They don't accredit it to anyone, but there were some interesting things in here we might be able to talk about. This is about the year 1904. And man, some of the things in 1904 were awesome. You realize in 1904 the average life expectancy in the U.S. was 47 years. Now that's not awesome. That's kind of scary considering I'm 45. But I mean, some of these facts that they kick out here are just you know, too much. In 1904, Canada passed a law prohibiting poor people from entering the country for any reason. No wonder they're underpopulated. I kind of enjoyed that one. Let's see. In 1904, there were only 8,000 cars and only 144 miles of paved road in the U.S. Now, those were the sweet days, considering I was stuck in a traffic jam on my way home from work this afternoon. Most women only wash their hair once a month and use borax or egg yolks for shampoo. Yuck! Come on, people. Crossword puzzles, canned beer, and iced tea hadn't been invented yet. Man, we have been making progress, you know. I could do without the crossword puzzles, but the canned beer and iced tea, whew, those rank right up there. Let's see. Here's something that's interesting. Marijuana, heroin, and morphine were all available over the counter at the corner drugstores. According to one pharmacist, heroin clears the complexion, gives buoyancy to the mind, regulates the stomach and bowels, and is, in fact, a perfect guardian of health. Now, here's a man who's been dipping into his own product. You know, it's, there are some things that do need to be regulated. And I'm just glad you can't run down to the corner store and buy heroin or morphine. Let's see. What else have we got? 18% of households had at least one full-time servant or domestic. You know, that's a pretty big percentage. 18% of the households? Let's see. Only 14% of the homes had a bathtub. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't live in 1904. Only 8% of the homes had a telephone. I could do without that. The only reason I have a telephone was to get the internet. The maximum speed limit in most cities was 10 miles per hour. Whew, just people whizzing by in them automobiles. Oh, let's see. 90% of all physicians had no college education. Instead, they attended medical schools, many of which were condemned in the press and by the government as substandard. Okay, that's probably how they got the... No, I won't even go there. There were only about 230 reported murders in the entire United States in 1904. Well, that's still 230 too many, but people being people, I guess that would be a low number. Let's see, the average wage in the U.S. was 22 cents an hour. The Republicans must have been in control. Yep. You can bet they were fighting to keep it from being raised to 23 cents an hour. Whew. The average U.S. worker made between $200 and $400 per year. My God, I make more than that in a week. Sheesh. No wonder they had a depression and everything back then. Huh. These are just some interesting facts I found. You know, in 100 years, we have come so far that I can come home, I can sit down at my desk, I can talk to a computer, and just put it out on the internet, and people all over the world can listen to it. Oh, man, it's amazing the progress we've made. And I was trying to think of some of the progress that we're probably going to make within the next 100 years. Imagine what it's going to be like in 2104. You know, we'll probably all still be here. We'll just have fake organs, you know, running our bodies. Most of us, like myself, will be saying, please let me die. Quit putting that fake stuff in me. Just let me go. I mean, the people who want to live forever, I'm happy for you. By then, you'll probably be able to if you want to. But me, I figure I got a good 80 years. 80 years sounds about right. You know, now when I'm 79, I might change my mind. but the future holds such promise. I guess I'm the type of person that sees the glasses half full. You know, because a lot of people say the doom and gloom in 2012, we're all going to be gone, the sun's going to explode, the world wars are going to happen, and, you know, probably eventually every eventuality will come true. You know, there will be wars at some point, the sun will explode. But I'm just thinking there's going to be a lot of good things happen besides all that negative crap. You know, I don't dwell on that. I better get off this thing and see, have this podcast recorded. I've been meaning to make a podcast for a while, so hopefully this will turn out to be a good one, and then maybe I can make some more later. Love and light, my friends. This has been Mr. Whoopee.